Do you have the old enough you test Yom Aleph?
Yes, most of what you have. The Hilchus Sod, the Lach, where's the highest, the place, the Shechita, the highest place, is Mishupa Koiva Lamata. From the top Koiva, that's by Tehati, the top, all the way on top of the windpipe, that's where it starts to get smaller. Mishupa starts to come smaller. And below that is Ksheira. And this is behind, that's the same Shia, the Shia Bechita. If you leave over part of those chitim, again, chitim is some type of meat there that looks like a white barley. So you leave over some of that, and the shchita is still kosher. Another one says, Rav Nachman, Achsha Mishipu Kleva Lamata. Rav Nachman also holds like this, that the highest place upwards you can make the shchita on is from the Shipu Kleva, where the Kleva starts to sheep, become slanty, starts to come pointy. This is a fat thing, and then the tip of it starts to become pointy, like narrower. So it starts to become narrower, that's where it's psula. So there's a Mishupa Kleva Lamata, below that. Oh, Malay Rav Chonin, Bar Rav Ketin Rav Nachman. So Rav Chonin Bar Ketin said to Rav Nachman, Keman, who are you saying like? The Chur Leik Rabban of Leik Rav Yehuda. Like in our Mishnah, we have a Machlekes that they have to make the Shchita in the Tabas HaGadola. That's way below this, in the top ring of the windpipe. And that was Machlekes that Rabban said has to be the whole thing. And Yehuda says Rav, but not above it. So how could you, Rav Nachman, pass the knowledge to Mishnah? So Nachman answered back and said, Omalei anomi lechiluk yedana v'lebiluk yedana. So Shan Rashi means the stam names. If they say, don't drain your cup. I don't know no biluk, I don't know no chiluk. But rather, I know a shmaita to yedana. I know aloha. That says like this, that the Yom Rabbi Chiyav Rabba. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. The Yom Rilah, some say, Omer Rabbi Abba Bazav, Omer Rabbi Chaninom. V'yamulam, some say, Omer Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Omer Rabbi Shur ben Levi, that the locher is Mishitu Kleivo Lamata, anywhere below where this Kleivo starts to become narrow, is Kshayro, even though it's all the way up, way above the Tabas HaGadol, so what? The corner goes all the way up, is Kshayro, up until this point. Yes, that's what Nachman passes like this, not like our Mishnah. The most of Yom Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Mugremes the Rabbanon, Kshayro the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Like in our Mishnah, that's what the Rabbanon say, it's a psul Mugremes, that according to the Rabbanon, if you make any part of it, Lamala on top of the Tabasak Zoyla, so you should know, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's Kshayro. Because he says as long as wave is done inside, it's Kshayro. Now Mugremes is a Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that even he says, you have to have at least roiv of the shechita done in the Tabas HaGadola. But if you don't have roiv, if roiv is above it, that's psula, you have to know ksheir of b'chnina ben Antignus. It's ksheir records from b'chnina ben Antignus. He was the one before that Yud Chesam Abayz on the top there, third long hand, that rice that's brought down there, that heyed from b'chnina ben Antignus, al megrem eshi ksheir. He said always that it's ksheir. So mean ksheir means both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosi Shita, he holds both of them as Ksheira. So Moshe says, "Chup Shita v'Ada, what's the chiddush over here?" Now, what do you tell him? Of course, each one holds the other ones as Ksheira. So Moshe says, "No." Ma'ad Hashem, I would have thought to say his last chiddush that from Chanina ben Atignus, that's what he says in the Brisa, that he says Megrem Meshik Ksheira, maybe at the Rabbanan Koy, maybe he's only going on the Rabbanan Shita. That they say if even the last miut is above the Tabasis Psula. But then he argues and says, no, it's Ksheira. But maybe if more than Rav, if you don't even have Rav in the Tabas, if Rav was done above the Tabas, maybe he agrees that it's Psula. It's Kamashma, and that's the Chiddush know, that this Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus is arguing even on Rabbi Yosi. Even though Rabbi Yosi says that if Rav is above the Tabas, it's Psula, he holds, no, you should know it's Ksheira. That's the Chiddush's Braisa. Mashal also hold aloch, like we're saying now, that what's the ikishir of Megremis, what's back of Psula, only Mishupa Koiv Ulamata. But anywhere below that is Ksheira. Yeah. So Mer says true, V'yeh Mokhanam, one says this, that maybe Rabbi Chanin is only arguing on the Rabbanin, but not on the Rabbi Yosi. So Mer says, in Kedu, so, Heyedoleh Miboilei, just as a lesson of Heyedoleho. Now this we have a notion of Hayyid Rabbi Chanina, without the word Aleho. If he's only going on the Rabbanan, I should have said he's saying Aedis against just the Rabbanan. Now the stamps of Lashon of Heidah and Chanina, Mashmi is arguing against both of them. Both against the Rabban and according to Rabbi Yossi, he's arguing that both what they hold is called Megremis, he holds as Ksheira.
The Mashmi says, no, the Hilchus of Oskim Achleikis and Echnami, the Hilchus of Krebi Chanina Ben Atugnis. The Paschal like him, why? The Kleir of Nachm Kabosai, the Nachm Nesu holds like this. That anywhere from the Shipu Kaiva Lamato, even though it's way above this Tabas, the top ring of the Kona, still the Kona extends above the rings and still Kshara to make a Shkita there. Omer Rav Hun, Omer Rav Asi, Machlekes, where's the Machlekes? I tell you, B'sher Shochat, Shnei Shlish, Yeshechted, two Shlish, two thirds of the Shkita were done in the right place. V'higrim Shlish, the last third was done above. That's where it's a Machlekes Nivish between the Rabbanan and Rav Yossi. The Rabbanan, so Rabbanan Shkita is, Kula Shkita bin of a Tabas Kedela. The whole Shkita has to be in the highest point of the Tabas Kedela. But if any part of the Shkita is above the Tabas Kedela, the Rabbanan say it's Psuma Gremis. Rav Yossi of Yudha Savra know that Rubik Kula, as long as Rova of the Shkita was done in the Tabas, even though the last Mi'at, the last third was done above that, still is Ksheira. That's where they argue. Avol Higrim Shlish, Vishachat Shnei Shlish. What's going to be if he made a Shkita? Only one shlish first, the right place. And then he shechted two shlish, the last two-thirds, was done above the Tabas HaGadolim. Then Divriyak HaPsula. Everybody holds it's Psula. Why? Techinovka Chiyusa. Because when he got to Rav of the Simonim, and when he finished half of the Simonim, that's where like the Kilzer, that's where the Chiyus lives, is being in Ruba V'Shchita. You asked that, that like the first half, the Rav of it, was done V'Mokim Shchita. For luck, he don't have that. If you only have just the first third, and after that, when you get to the half point, you're cutting already above the tabas, above the makam shchita. Everybody holds his tzula. Who has shchita? Oh, my lema chizur. Chizur says back, no, Adam, just the opposite. Lema mar ifcha. Why don't you say the opposite way around? Why don't you say like this? That machlekes, I'll tell you maybe kishehigrim shlish v'shachat shnei shlish. Maybe the machlekes is the opposite, where the first shlish was done shlei b'makam shchita. And then the last two-thirds you did b'mokam shchita. And then it's like this, Rav Yossi of Yudha Savar, midi dehevi achatzi kona pogam. It's not worse than by the kona of the windpipe. Let's say you have a pogam. Let's say there was a cut before shchita. So as long as Rav wasn't cut, it's not called a pogam. It's not called a treifa. So it's not worse. Let's say half of the kona was pogam, a slice, before the shchita. That now you go and shecht, it's kosher. It wasn't a treifa yet. So you see that when you cut by the half, as long as at that time it's b'makam shchita, it's k'sheira. See also, even though the first third was done above, but so what? Now when you get to the half point, that's where the shchita is chal, you're b'makam shchita, it's k'sheira. If it has to in Reb Yossi. For Rabbanon, ha'so makam shchita, ha'cho lav makam shchita, but not even know. If there's a pagam there, the whole pagam, the whole slice like, is in the makam shchita. So it's not a treif yet. Now if you finish off that cut, that's called a good shchita. But over here, where you did the first third, above the makam shchita, that's called nothing. Here it's worse. Lav makam shchita, Rabbanu may be, oh, that's called a psul. Since you do any shechting above the makam shchita, that makes a psul. Avo, but, shochat shnei shlish, in the case where you shechted the first two-thirds in the right place, v'higrim shlish, then the last third you did above, maybe the reakul ksheir, maybe everybody else there is kosher. Why that's none? Because we have a Gemara letter that says, Ruba Shalakot Kimo. We know by the Shechit, as long as you shecht Rav of the Simon, it's enough. Everybody agrees to that. The Havmin at least is. That after you shecht the majority of each Simon, you're allowed to stop. You don't even have to finish off those Simon. Sadi doesn't say now like this. She answers back, Omalei Rabbi Yezir, here's a set back. Man Naaman, who would tell you to Yehu, Ruba Dasam, that it says later that Rav is enough. Who told you that? That it's not him. You want to say it goes according to everybody. No. Dilma, maybe it's Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Katani law. Maybe Nechnami, that also only goes according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. That he says, Rav is enough. But maybe according to Rabbanan and Nechnami, Rav of a Simon is not enough. You have to have a shkita on those Simon. So, Malaya Baya, Baya said back, Otu, Kol Rubi Di Alma. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Katani law. Like, how can you say that? We know there's a klal and gan shas all over that rave is kakar, ruba kakula.
So you want to tell me that clown all over, that Ruvas Kekula, it's only Rabbi Yosef who just said it, not Rabbanan, how could that be? Somebody said back to him, no. Avadin Kola Terakula, he agreed there's a clown of Ruvas Kekula. If you do rave, that's enough. But Ano Ruba de Shchita Kamina. I'm talking about here, Hilka Shchita. The Shemana Lohu, the Pligi, to hear there's a Machlaikis in our Mishnah. That according to the Rabbanan, rave is not enough. You have to have the whole Shchita. So if I say it's by Shchita, it's a special exact cause of the Rabbanan hold, Rafa Lachum Moshe Mishinai, that you have to have a complete Shchita. So only by Shchita, the Rabbanan argue. Pray family, all other places of Ad, the Rabbanan will also agree. Yeah. Rashi says, Kotana di Yozo b'shchita b'asru b'kamil d'rav Yisrav Yudhihi v'lev Rabbanan. To Hashemina lay the pole of the lev, Yamud lezina b'shchita b'asru b'a. Because for some reason Rabbanan said, of Hashchita you don't go b'asru raiz. Then it's all over the place, all over, he agrees that it's in Rubah Kula. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Lishnach when Rav Lashon is like this, Amila, Lishnach when Amsa like this, that Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Asi, Machloikis, where's the Machloikis? Now Mishnah, Shehigrim Shlish, the opposite. The whole Machloikis is, where they started out, the first third of the Shchita was above the Mokum of the corner. Then Veshachat Shnei Shlish, then the next two thirds of the Shchita, cutting through the Simonim, were done in the right place. So the Rav Yosef reviewed the Salvar, Midi Deh Vechati Kona Pogim, that even though there's a hole halfway through, before you start Shchita, still if you continue on as Shaira, here also, you see, the main thing is where you are by the after the half point. See, after the half point, you're in the Makom HaShchitas Kshera. For Rabbanan says, no, Hosa Makom Shchita. Over there, since the Pagam is in the Makom HaShchita, that's why it's good. But Hoch over here, Lav Makom Shchita, here it's not the Makom Shchita, here it's worse. So maybe that's the Machlokes. Ah, but what's going to be Shachat Shnei Shlish? The Chesed is Shechted the first two thirds in the right place. For Higrim Shlish. Only the last third of the Shchita was done above the place of Shchita. Everybody agreed that's Kshera. That's the way they learn. Why does not? The Gemara later that says, Ruba Shalekha Kamo, that Ruba Kakulai, and that learned that even by Shchita goes according to everybody. See, the Gemara says back, no. Maskabla Rav Chizda, Man Lem, who tells you, Tehu Ruba Dasam, not Rav Yosef Yehuda, who told you, not Rav Yosef Yehuda Katoni law, Duma, maybe it's Rav Yosef Yehuda Katoni law, maybe it's only Rav Yosef says that aloha, but maybe the Rabbanan argue. So this, and the Rabbanan hold, no, by Shchita you don't say Ruba Kakula. Omala Rav Yosef is so, Ata Karuba Diyama, Rav Yosef Yehuda Katoni law. You want to tell me all over Shas that the Ruba Kakula is only according to Rav Yosef, it's not Masavra. Omala said back, yes, Ano Ruba de Shchita Kramina. I'm talking about only rave of Shchita. Here the Rabbanan argue that they all Shchita needs the whole thing. The Shemana lo de Pligi, because Pasha Lashon our Mishnah is, it's a Machlokes, according to Rabbanan, that the whole Shchita has to be Makom HaShchita. And that even the last meat was done above, they held this Tzula. So for the rest of Shlug up this Lashon, that's where we're coming on though. Hadika Machlokes is where the first two thirds were done for Makom HaShchita, just the last third was above, that's the Machlokes. If you need Kula, or Ruba is enough. Telemore says, Higrim Shlish Vishochat Shlish. For Higrim Shlish, what's going to be like this? You first started out above the Makom Shchita. You made Hagrama the first third. Then by the second third of the Shchita, you got the Makom Bimkaimai. And then the last third again was above. What's the Halacha? So Rav Huna Amar Rav Kshera. Rav Huna, name of Rav, says, yes, it's Kasha. Since when he got to the more after half point, where the Chiyas goes out, it was the Makom HaShchita's Kshera. Rav Yudah says no, in the name of Rav Treifa. Because the Machlokes, what did Rav say? Rav Huna said that he said it's Kshera, and Rav Yudah holds Rav holds Treifa. Rav Huna, I'm a Rav Kshera, why? Kinovka, Chiyusa v'Shchita Kinovka. Like when you get to the point right after the half of the Shchita, that's when the Chiyas, the animal, dies. So at that point, the second third was done, the Makom HaShchita, so it's a Kashra Shchita. Rav Yudah, I'm a no, Rav Yudah, I'm a Rav Treifa. Why? Being in Ruba v'Shchita. You have to have, when the Chiyas goes out, that rave, that there was a Maisa Shchita. So, Ruba v'Shchita, you have to have rave of the Shchita done by Makom HaShchita. Otherwise, it's not called the Maisa Shchita. The Lekka, and here, since the first third and the last third was done, Shleidim Kaimai, only the middle third that comes out, rave was not done by Makom HaShchita, that's not called the Maisa Shchita. Here's the Machlokes. What's going to be, though, Shochat Shlish? First, they shechted one Shlish above. The Higrim Shlish.
Don't forget, Shachashtosh is made one Shechita B'mkayma, in the right place. Then the middle third was Higrim Shlish, above the place. And then the last third again was of Shachashtosh. What's here? Here, Rav was done B'Shechita, but B'makam D'chiyas went out, it was Hagrama above. So, Yehuda Marav Kshera. Yehuda Marav, that before said he said Psula, now we hold he says Kshera. And yeah, so also the point of view that Rav makes a lot of sense, because before he said why it was psula, why? Because you have to have rive b'shchita. Over here, rive if it was done b'shchita, therefore it's kshera. Also, Shailu Ravuna, they came to ask Ravuna. Amu, he said no, it's a treifa. Ravuna said over here it's treifa. Before Ravuna said it was kshera, and now Ravuna says it's a treifa. So chur, it should be very good, because before he said it was kshera, because when the rive was there, the chiyas went out the mokam shchita. Here, by the rive of the shchita, that middle point, right after the rive, it's back Rama. Therefore, it's a treifa. So Mara says, Shom Rav Yehuda, Yehuda heard the psak of Rav Yehuda, and Ikbet, he got angry. Or he said like this to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said back to Yehuda like this, Oma, trifna umakshir, umakshana torf, like what I said, it's treifa, you say it's kosher. And when you say it's kosher, I say it's treifa, what's going on here? Some Ravuna says, Shapa kom nikbud. Ravuna my wife had karoti. He said, Rav Yehuda, you're right, and he got angry at me. The guy had no right here. Hey, so Ravuna had no right to say it's a treifa. Chode iu shmilei minei derav yanola shmilei. One vice of Ravuna had karoti, that he didn't hear it clear from Rav, but you heard it clearly from Rav this case. For yoit, secondly, you're right, in this last case, since Rav of the Shechita was done, then Kaima, it should be called a good Shechita. So Kitzur Rav Huna a little bit was Chayza. But the Mora said, really, Omer, like Rav Chizah, said back to Rav Huna, let the head of Bacha, don't retract. Bacha, you said good. If you're going to retract now in this last case,